Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Being Rich is Not Just Financial. And this is a topic that I've talked about previously, but I haven't talked about lately. And the reason for that is because so many times when people think of rich, they think in dollars and cents. And then when you hear the financial and you hear about the top 10% of people, and they're called multimillionaires. And in so many people's minds, this is what they see as being rich, and this is what they aspire to. But to someone who doesn't aspire to being rich in that same way, but sees rich coming from all different avenues, then guess what? You can be just as rich as you want to be, but you're looking at it in a different situation that you're looking for. And I've got someone on the air, and I would like to ask them if they have a question. Hello?
No, I don't have a question.
Okay, we'll continue. Thank you. Okay, now let's talk about people who are rich can be rich because of their belief in their religion. And here are some things that you think of. When people believe in God and they believe that he brings them whatever they can have, that's a form of richness. So there's all different things that you can look at as being rich today. And think about all of the things that you have. And remember, like in my case, my mother is very unhappy. So in her mind, if you say, support me, she sees dollars and bills in front of her. So guess what? That her form of what she believes in is being rich, and that's financial. And for those people who believe that, that's okay because it gives them something to aspire to. But you can be rich in so many other ways. You can be rich in self-love. You can be rich in respect. Because guess what? If you have friends that come to you because they believe in you and they support you, that's just as much a form of richness as dollars and cents. Because when you believe that you can do anything, then guess what? You will set goals. You will set strategic goals that you can reach. And once you do that, then what you're also going to be able to do is achieve things that you will be able to accomplish all of your life just because you believe in yourself. So financial richness is not the only thing that we want to think about. We need to think about having a solid mindset because guess what? If you believe in yourself and you believe that you can achieve anything that you set yourself up to achieve, then yes, you're just as rich as someone else who is financial. Because guess what? Children of people who are rich, who have almost everything they want, guess what? They're not happy. So money does not always make us happy. You can just look at what's going on in the news today for someone like Lindsay Lohan, who, in essence, even though she has financial security because she's an actress, that's not satisfying her. Deep down inside herself, she lacks something. So she gets a high by going out there and stealing, and she gets a high by being on drugs because there's something missing inside her. So that's why when we look at being rich, and that, yes, it brings us financial security, but does it bring us happiness? Not always. For the person who brought themselves up by the bootstraps, then yes, that financial security gives them the opportunity to do the things that they've always wanted to do. And then what happens is it takes them away from their children if they have young children. And that almost happens in any profession today. You can be a business owner. You can be a manager in a company. But guess what? It's a conscious choice that you make, because what we need to understand that unconditional love is what we all seek. So if you believe in unconditional love, then guess what? You will have had the choice to find fulfillment. And fulfillment does not always mean financial security, because you can find people who are missionaries that are going out and traveling around the world and doing something good and giving something back. And to someone who's poor, that's a richness or a feeling that they get because someone's come along that has said, we believe in you, we want to help you, and we understand that how to help you fill your needs. The thing is, remember, there's basic needs that we always need, like food. And that is what financial means, because it's being able to buy the things that you are necessities in life, things like food, things like shelter, things like clothing. That's what financial security means. It's not being rich. That's why I say it's a mindset that we have. And when we respect ourselves, when we learn how to show respect for ourselves, then guess what? Then no matter how poor you are or the fact that you have just enough to survive on, then you can still have that satisfaction, because as long as you believe in yourself and you know that you can make the right choices in life, then that's going to be the difference in where you want to be and how you're going to achieve the things that you want to achieve in life. So financial means security in being able to take care of your basic needs. And for some of us, that is all that we really need at this point, because we need to survive. But when you love yourself, when you respect yourself, then it doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank, because you're going to take and enjoy your life. You're going to use it to purchase the things that you want in life. But also, think of some of the things that you can do that can bring you and make and help you feel rich. And rich can have many meanings in life. It doesn't have to be financial. The thing is that it's how you see and what we accommodate. The problem is we live in a society that is always telling us what is rich. They're always appropriating the perfect picture, and that the money can be, that by being rich, you take your money, and it's not just about philanthropy, because you have some that have pulled themselves up by the bootstraps. Just look at Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. They've made millions and millions of dollars, but what have they done? They've set up foundations, and they've taken that money, and they've given it away to poor countries to help people to have a better life, to have a better quality of life, because that is what we all strive for. Many years ago, when I was a child, because I have a disability, my doctors did surgery on me, and the purpose was because I have no peripheral vision or depth perception in my right eye, they needed to tie the muscle down, and that was more for cosmetic reasons. And What else we have found is that, yes, the financial side, the funds that you have help you live a better quality of life. Many years ago when they did surgery on my hand and on my leg, what they did was they sent me for physical therapy. Well, physical therapy at that time just meant picking up blocks and moving blocks from one place to another. And what that was simply because that's all they knew what physical therapy was at the time, because of sports medicine and all the sports injuries that have ended careers for baseball players, for football players. You've seen advances in what is available today. And I have been a member of a health club for many years, and I understood that for me it was more about the balance and the strengthening of those limbs, because the brain is not sending the right messages to my hand to be able to pick things up or to be able to move my fingers freely. And it is very disjointed. It's like someone who's had a stroke. So that having the financial side security allows me to be able to do what I need to do myself. In my family, they have the means to help me, but in their mind, it's all about how they can use that to control me and control my life. So therefore, what we're finding is that I've just had to say, okay, I own a place, and if I continue to pay on it, even though my sister's name is all over the documents, that just because she has deeded it to me as a life trust does not mean that she's not responsible. So I've chosen at this point not to pay those fees so that I can use that money to try and advance and take care of myself. And what's happening is she's trying to tell me, okay, now we're going to go fix your bathroom. So what do you want us to do? Scrap that and pay that, you know, and it's like an either or. I'm not going to play that game with her. I'm just going to let them go about fixing up what they got to do, and then I'm going to get someone to write her a letter and explain to her that just because it's a life trust and her name is on the deed, so therefore if anything happens to me, the property goes to her, she's going to have to pay up all the past bills and continue to pay the new bills, because they are refusing to help me buy shoes I need, to buy clothes I need, just simple little things. And putting when you're on no more than $600 a month and you're putting out $315 for the roof over your head and all the fees on it, when in reality the government says that when you're on a fixed income, you don't have to pay more than 30% of your income, then I have to make the choice, what am I going to do if I'm not getting the help from my family? So in that sense, I may not be rich in funds financially, but I'm rich in other avenues because I respect myself. I've learned how to make the right choices. I've done for myself what I need to do. But sometimes and I know that there are people out there who don't have families that they can turn to. And in certain respects, yes, I have a family to turn to. But are they truly there for me when I really need them? Not at all. So I've had to find a way around that and figure out how I can take care of myself financially, because I'm in the process of getting a book published, and I need to be able to put money into doing that, into promoting that. And some of the things I've learned through that, and also to advance my career, I've been taking part in a number of free telesummits, and I've gleaned some good information. And yesterday I was on a call for someone that was putting together a mastermind group for professional speakers. Well, guess what? What she's really selling is not really a mastermind group, but a program for 20 people to come in at $5,000 that to teach them what she knows about public speaking, to give them access to her connections and her mentors. So you got to figure, what is that worth to you, and is it worth putting out that $5,000? Because I can go directly to these people without going through her, may not be able to have a direct conversation with them directly, but at the same time, guess what? I still have access to them because I'm on their mailing list, and I'm in certain groups that they're a part of. So why would I want to pay someone $5,000 for information that I've gotten in other avenues? The thing is that because she's only taking 20 people at $5,000, she can sell a year-long program and make $100,000 because she has the connections to be able to do what she says she can do, help someone build a professional speaking career where they can learn and be mentored in the things that they want to do. Now, in the process of being mentored by the person who's helping me publish my book, I've learned where I can go and get on some sites and review articles. And by reviewing these articles, I become known as an expert on the topic. Okay? Now, in one of the presentations that I was taking part in a telesummit, the one thing that he brought on someone who has a program that teaches you how to outsource. Now, he charges $97 a month. But what he also gives you access to is the scripts that you can use to outsource to get the right people. And what is happening is, remember, there are certain sites that you can go on that you can hire someone to do a project for you, and they bid for it. Well, guess what? If you go to a foreign country where those people are not going to learn from you and then quit because they want to take those ideas and implement them and build their own business into a successful business, but you can go into a small country like the Philippines where these people are all they want to do is work for Americans, and you can teach them the skills to do what you need to do for your business to outsource it and help them earn a living. And guess what? In their mind, they're rich because they have built up a financial means to take care of their family, but they're also doing what they've been trained to do in their culture, which is to work for someone else and give the best quality of work possible. When the United States was founded in the early part of the 20th century, the people came in, foreigners, they went to work for the company, they worked their way up, they were loyal to the company. As later generations came into existence, then a lot of the people were not as loyal to the company, and they're not loyal to the company. There's more competition for financial, the piece of the pie within that particular marketplace, and they're looking for market share. Then what is happening is they're going to cut their expenses because in this country you have more and more people who belong to unions, and the unions have gone out there and outpriced the job market. You see that happening even in the government today, in the state workers and the teachers. Some of them have higher pay than someone in the private sector, and yet they're unwilling to take a lower cut in pay so that the government can begin to balance their budget. So what we're doing is we're creating, in the richest country in the world, a debtor nation. So when people are thinking about being rich and they're thinking about their financial security, they're thinking more about themselves than the wider picture. So how are we going to change our mindset and learn to believe in ourselves, learn to respect what it is that we want in life, and understand how to take all of this and use it all together so we can benefit everyone. So think about what rich is to you. Is it a reality that is true? Is it a reality that is false? And what is it based on? Is it based on what other people tell you being rich is? Or is it based on how you feel about yourself? Because it really and truly is a mindset. And what we think of is being rich. Because remember, you can be rich in friends. You can be rich in self-respect. You can also be rich in love. Because how many times are people who have a partner in life that they really, truly love, and that person loves them in return, that they understand what true love really is, and they don't look at what's going on in someone else's backyard. They're not looking for more than they have because they understand they have that their basic needs are being met. Because if your basic needs are not being met, if you don't have that unconditional love, then guess what? Then it lowers your self-respect and it plays with your head, and then you're going to have to retrain your thoughts. Because I was listening in on a call and he was talking about how you can achieve things in life. And if you remember, what happens is that we tend to think about in terms of what other people have told us. So if someone tells us you can't live independently, you can't hold a job, you can't be happy, then guess what? Then you bought into that. So how do you retrain your thought? And what he was saying is, instead of saying, I am love, that say, why shouldn't I? Because it's almost like claiming that all of this is not just possible, but it's already happening to you. That why shouldn't I have someone who loves me unconditionally? Why shouldn't I have financial security? And then once you believe that and you believe it's possible and you've retrained your mind to believe it's possible, and that that you own it, then guess what? Then you can start achieving those goals, and then you can start putting the brakes on so that you hold yourself back from achieving the goals that you really believe are possible for yourself. And the same thing goes for our health and our wellness, because a lot of times, for instance, my cousin was not happy in the relationship that he was in. He had been married once. He had had two children along the way, and he almost didn't marry his first wife. Then she threatened suicide, so he went on and married her. They were married about 18 years. And then as he continued his education, and then he moved from being a teacher in the school system into the administrative side, then what happened was, as he started going to parties and things and socializing, the wife that he had, because she lacked the education and she did not know how to hold a conversation, then what happened was he started straying. He started looking for someone else who could help him in meeting that need. And they were together 11 years. And my mother asked him about getting married. And he said, next year. Well, next year never comes. And yes, they got engaged and they were together 23 years. But I honestly do not believe he was as happy with her as he could have been, because he had been having warning signs of having a heart attack. He had passed out several times. So instead of doing what he needed to do to take care of his health, that he believed that because he was eating right and because he was exercising, that was going to solve the problem. And I recently went to a doctor, and he told me I had high cholesterol. Well, I've always had high cholesterol for many years, and my mother has high cholesterol. And what what contributes to that is when you think about when the earth was just being inhabited, that during certain times of the year, our body would accumulate fat because that was what it was doing, was storing up within our body so that when we would hibernate, say during the winter, the same way bears do, then our body would feed off of that fat. And that even though now we don't hibernate in that same way, our bodies still tend to build up that fat. So you need to look for alternative methods of things that you can do that's going to help you to take care of yourself. And guess what? You can also be rich in good health. So think about all of these things. Think about all the things that you do that play into who you are and your security in who you are. Because if he had really been happy, he would have done everything that he could have done to have taken care of his health. He would have gone to the doctor. He probably would have had to have his arteries cleaned out because they were probably full of plaque. And that's something that happens as we age naturally. So we need to look for alternative methods to take care of our health as well. So think about all of these things really help you change your quality of life. And also, think of what you can do that can help you learn to believe in who you are in today's marketplace. Because there's all different ways of being rich, and they're not just financial. Remember, that is how society judges us. That is how society has taught us to think about what is rich. But guess what? Is that truly what is being rich today? So think of all the things that you can do that can really help you to grow and build the financial security that you want in life. Remember, when you make more than you spend, that is when you are becoming financially secure. But if you're making just enough for you to have to live on, then guess what? Then it's going to be more difficult. But it doesn't mean that you can't be happy, because you find a lot of poor people who are happy in who they are and love and respect themselves. And when they do so, they really are happy in themselves and they really love their lives. And the idea is, what are you going to do that's going to teach you how to respect yourself and love who you are no matter how much money you have in the bank? Think about all of those things and think about all of the things that you can do that can really help you financially to be secure. And also think of what really makes you happy and learn how to retrain your thinking so that you can believe in yourself. And since we're getting down to the last minute, I also want to remind you that my website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. And if you go to my website, you can sign up for either group or individual coaching. And we will work with you to help you learn how to love yourself and respect yourself and achieve the goals that you really want in life. And what are some of the obstacles that you have placed in front of yourself so that you don't achieve your goals simply because of what society and your significant other or other people have told you, because what gives them power is to have control over you.